Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone. I hope that you have had an incredible Thanksgiving. And, of course, it's right into the weekend. And, of course, I always like to start my show with something uplifting. Thanksgiving is a time to give, a time to love, and a time to reflect on the things that matter most in our lives. And, of course, you have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. So today we've got some incredible interviews, and, of course, I have been busy bringing you lots of relevant interviews. And, of course, my first guest is Dr. T, and he's going to give some amazing tips for parents and children and teens with peanut allergies. So we're going to welcome him. Next, I have Dr. Kate Cummins, and she is a travel psychologist. We all know how daunting it is right now to get back out there, but she's going to give us some really great tips about traveling and experiencing this great time right now. Next is Kia Malone, and don't let that clock run out on the holiday shopping, because she's going to give us some ideas for some great gift ideas. So we're going to talk with her. And then I've got Sophia Raskoff and her father, Zillow, co-founder and former CEO, Spencer, and they actually put together an app during this pandemic. And so you can share your food and your restaurants and all the stuff that you love on this app. And, of course, that is Recon Food. My next one is an internal medicine expert, Dr. Clinton Coleman, and he's going to talk about unknown heartburn. We all eat all these crazy recipes and crazy food during this time and all the way through the holidays. So he's going to give us some hints on what we can do. Then we've got Darren Cho, and he is the head of technology for Norton LifeLock. And he is going to ease our minds when we are being able to protect our valuable, all of our stuff online. So definitely stay tuned for him. And of course, November is diabetic awareness month, and to join us is Mark Washington, and he's got a tribute to his sister about what we can do now to lower our A1Cs for tens of millions of Americans. And then we are going to be talking with Andrea Warwick, and she is going to share ways to plan and track and save, because, you know, so many of us have so many people to buy for. And when it comes down to it, we don't really think about all the stuff that we're spending our money on. So she's going to share that with us. And then lastly, we've got Vina Crownholm. And she is a lifestyle and parenting expert, red carpet host, and former Miss California. And if you're stumped on buying gifts for people that have everything, why not buy an experience from Amazon? So we're going to hear a little bit about that. And lastly, we are going to be talking about really making sure that there's so many scammers out there, and we want to make sure that we are not part of those. So again, we've got Elizabeth Leamy, and she is a veteran journalist, consumer advocate, and money-saving expert. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and I hope that you've had a great Thanksgiving, and I'm so grateful that you are tuned in here. Let's get started. Joining me is Dr. Aneth T. I'm going to call you Dr. T because I think that's really cute, and I think people will really remember that. And, of course, that's kind of what you go by, right?
My patients call me Dr. T. That's correct.
I love it. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about peanut allergy, and of course, in young kids, but as well as teens, right? Do they ever grow out of it? That's a great question to start off with.
Sure. So, about 1.3 million children and teenagers in our country have peanut allergy. only about 20% naturally outgrow it over time. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. for the great majority, it's a very durable disease. It stays.
Wow, well, that's good to know. Okay, so, you know, it's funny because when you see on the packages cooked with peanuts or cooked with nuts, that kind of thing, how, I mean, we have the holidays right here, and, of course, I just was making some banana bread, and, of course, I love walnuts in there, but how, tell us what we could do and how dangerous it is for people that really have peanut allergy.
So for those who have peanut allergy, if they ingest, in some cases, even small amounts of the peanut, it can lead to allergic reactions that can be wide-ranging. On the mild side, it could be some mouth itching and facial hives. On the severe side, there could be trouble breathing, throat swelling, or even loss of consciousness.
Wow, wow. And let's back up for a second. You are actually an FDA-approved oral immunotherapy. What exactly is that?
So in 2020, the FDA approved a peanut oral immunotherapy product for children aged 4 to 17 years of age with peanut allergy.
Really? Wow. Okay. And so, I mean, what do we have to do? Because if you're eating out at restaurants, I know people, that's really scary as a parent for your children.
Yes. Yeah, so you want to make sure that you let the restaurant know that you have a child with a peanut allergy. And sometimes you, if you don't feel confidence from the waiter or waitress who you're talking to, it's okay to speak to a manager or one of the a head chef to ensure that whatever food you order for your child is safe.
Right. You know what? That's interesting that you say that because my granddaughter is allergic to soy and you know, milk products. And my daughter, we were at a restaurant, and then she told the waitress, and you know how it kind of goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. And she brought it, and she's like, are you sure there's no butter on here? And she's like, oh, my God. You know, and so we have to be advocates for our own children, correct?
Absolutely. And, of course, now, especially with peanut allergy, I'm thankful that we have available treatments that can help prevent that accidental ingestion from leading to an allergic reaction. And there's a great website that patients and families can go to learn more, helpforpeanutallergies.com.
I love it. I love it. Again, thank you so much for sharing that with us. You know, we always talk about the brighter side of life, and we're so glad that there's some alternatives for people that have this. So again, happy holidays, and thank you, Dr. T, for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me on behalf of Immune Therapeutics.
You got it. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. I hope that you have had an incredible Thanksgiving. You have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Joining us is Dr. Kate Cummins. And Kate, you're actually a California-based clinical psychologist. And is it a wanderluster who understands the importance of traveling? I love it. How do I get that name, right?
I think you can just become a wanderluster on your own.
There you go. So I love it. Yeah. From beverage preferences and foodie sensibilities to design choices, pet-friendly travel. Okay, talk to us. Tell us about what has changed for people. You know what's so funny is I think from this whole pandemic, our animals are like more connected. I've got my animals, and I'm seriously, they're always sitting there staring at me because I'm like, I fed you. What else do you want from me, right? But I love that. So talk to us about what the pandemic taught us about our hobbies and changed our tastes.
Absolutely. So when Hilton Hotels was looking to put together their 2022 Global Trends Report, they wanted to answer the question of not only how has travel changed during the pandemic, but also how has the traveler changed? As you mentioned, I'm a California-based psychologist, and I work with a variety of individuals. And one thing that I noticed is that there's a lot of travel that comes along there's a lot of anxiety that comes along with travel, because you're walking into new cities that you don't know, new destinations that are unfamiliar and uncomfortable. So I was able to lend my expertise to the Hilton 2022 Global Trends Report in order to talk about the traveler and the impact of the pandemic and how things have changed.
Wow. And you know what? It's funny because when you think before, almost like maybe it's like an anxiety now, like, how many people are going to be come in contact with, all that kind of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
In fact, you know, Hilton is doing a really good job in creating this space of safety. They've created digital keys, contactless check-in and digital check-in and contactless payments, so that when an individual walks into the lobby, they don't even have to go talk to the front desk if they don't want to. So to your point, there's a sense of safety walking into the Hilton hotels.
I love it. So let me ask you, from the traveling perspective, what has changed for people now, and how is the industry, you know, besides the things that you just mentioned, meeting those demands? As you know, people want to go back out there, but it's, you know, really hearing everything, the media and all that, there's just so many scary things about it.
Well, there's no question that there was a massive psychological impact over the 20 months from the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And we all were in a constant state of anxious anticipation and anxiety, lack of control. We lost a sense of connection and we lost our communities around us. We were no longer able to walk into restaurants or spend time with our loved ones or even with our coworkers at work because we were all working remotely.
Right.
And so, you know, we lost this sense of safety and connection. And in the new year, we're getting back to that place where we're all getting to get back out there, get connected with our loved ones and spend some quality time with the people that we care about in beautiful places that we've always wanted to go to and haven't been able to for the last 20 months.
I love it. You know, I think I talked with somebody else, but you as a psychiatrist, hugging, you know, I was such a hugger and now it's something that's really like going to be like a lost, you know, love. And so what is a good way, just touching somebody's shoulder or I don't know, what's your thought on that?
I think there's a lot of social anxiety from the pandemic that is slowly starting to dissipate. One thing that you mentioned about pets is that, you know, so many people have gotten really connected to their pets and pet adoption was on the rise. And so even if you don't feel comfortable going up to people that you love and hugging them, you're given the opportunity actually to bring your pets along with you at a lot of the locations to create that form of attachment, which you're talking about with love and connection, the human connection. We also have that with our pets. In fact, I've seen a lot of dogs walking around the Arizona Biltmore while I've been here, and it's made me really smile and feel pretty excited about the upcoming year and traveling and getting to see people enjoying life and the moments that we have as human beings, finally, once again.
Right. I love that. And that, it really is. I mean, I think if nothing else, the biggest takeaway from this is that life is so precious. And and so I can't wait to really get back to really living life and loving life and enjoying all the people that we have in our life. So I love this. Where can we find out more information about the trend report or to start planning a getaway?
Check out Hilton.com for your next travel needs and more information on everything that we talked about today.
You got it. Well, again, Dr. Kate Cummings, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I love what you talk about. And I love
thank
that
you.
It's the brighter side of life. So again, thanks so much. Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
I hope that you have had an incredible Thanksgiving. You have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. We've got Kia Malone, and of course she is the lifestyle expert. And of course, we are anytime after Thanksgiving, all that pressure just really starts to kick in. And of course, making those lists and that last game substitutions for teammates has flipped your mind. And just those gifts, we've got to go and figure out where to get them. And of course, Tia does a great job. And so she's going to tell us where we can still grab some great deals and gifts for everyone on the list. So welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm super excited to be here because I know we get down to it and you get nervous and you're like, oh my gosh, you know, I got to get everything on my list and we get stressed out. So yes, I'm glad to help you get it
done.
Yeah.
Yeah. So talk to us about, you know, some great intentions of shopping early. We all have those, right? But sometimes you have like, oh God, you get invited to a last minute party or you forget somebody that you were thinking that maybe you weren't going to buy a gift. So what are some of your tips?
Well, I love to get it done in one place. One-stop shopping is the best way to do it to keep those stress levels down. We need to know, okay, who will make my experience seamless, convenient, and that's why I love starting with Dick's Sporting Goods, because I know that my shopping is fast and easy with curbside or in-store pickup. And new this year, wait for it, same-day delivery with Instacart. I mean, come on.
Isn't that amazing? I don't know how they do that. You know, it's like, are they sitting there waiting for our call? I love it, you know?
I know. Well, and so, the thing is, there's no excuse for you not to get every single thing on your list. I love this.
Yeah, yes. What tips do you have for juggling everything this holiday? I love it. I love when somebody else is really organized. I've already done a lot of my little shopping right now because I don't know why it's always the same time, but it feels like it's earlier this year.
Oh, I know it. It's like, you know, December 25th is the same date every single year, but for whatever reason, we always wait till the last minute to get it done. So try to stay organized. Yeah. You mentioned it. That is key. Try to stay organized because there are so many options for you out there. So many wonderful things that you can put under the tree. I've got a Yeti cooler that we have been showcasing throughout the day that is certainly going to make your family smile when they see this under the Christmas tree. Pair it with maybe a Yeti coffee mug or a Rambler. It will make for the ultimate gift. Now, if you have a
love Yeti, and I've already got those on my list with my boys, so I like that, and my husband, so they love those kind of things. So
awesome.
I love it. They stay cold or hot all day long.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I mean, I can leave it in the car and then come back to it, and it's, you know, cool. And I'm like, this is perfect. Now, do you have any workout buffs on your list this year?
Oh yes. If you got to be working out every day, I mean, that's one thing that the pandemic gave us time to do. So talk to us about that.
Well, I have a wonderful Theragun mini massager. It is certainly sure to relax those stiff and sore muscles. I mean, and even if you just want to decompress for a minute, sometimes after a long day at work, I'll just put it like right on my shoulders and I'm like, oh my gosh, this feels so good. And I can just kind of give myself a little mini massage. It's perfect for just eliminating the stress of the day, the stress of the holiday season. You got to ask Santa to get you one of those this holiday season. You need it.
I have
you.
To tell you, I already have one of those, and I would totally suggest it. Does it? You just hit my my favorite things. I love it, and so definitely get one of those. All right. So, where do we go, and how? I mean, you said we could just do this all online, and then go curbside, or else have it delivered. Correct.
That's right. And, you know, Dick's has amazing prices year-round for the entire family, both online and in-store. And there's just such a huge variety in apparel, footwear, equipment, and accessories. You really can ease your mind in knowing that your family is going to be thrilled with anything that you put under the tree. And one more tip. Do not forget to get those stocking stuffers, golf balls, winter accessories, things like that. And you know you're going to have someone pop up over at your house last minute, and they're going to have a little token, you know, a little holiday gift for you. And you're going to go, oh my gosh, I forgot to get them something. So make sure you have in your closet plenty of those stocking stuffers. You can get some cozy cabin socks. You can get the Sherpa blankets, anything like that, golf balls. And that way you can have a gift ready for them, and they'll never know the difference. They'll never know that you, you know, forgot about them on your list. That's the way my
you're
mom used to do it.
Look good. I like it. Okay. I love all of the suggestions that you have. How can my listeners find out more and where to go for more information?
Head over to Dick's.com for more information, and happy, happy shopping.
There you go. I love it. And Kia, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Of course, the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. You bring it out. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, it's Sophia and her father, Zillow, and, of course, co-founder Spencer and Sophia. And it's Raskoff, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Great. And, of course, your latest innovation of bringing foodies together. I love food. Okay, my husband and I are like, now our kids are all grown, so we love to cook together. And so I want to find out a little bit more about this. So again, tell us kind of your experience. And I love father-daughter.
Well, we started Recon Food during the pandemic. Food was something that brought our family a lot closer together. We were cooking lots of new recipes together, our whole family, baking almost every night. And at the same time, we saw food as something that's bringing the world together. Through all these new trends, like making your own cloud bread or sourdough, there was lots going on in the world of food at a time when the world was so divided and separated by COVID and by lots of political issues. Unfortunately, social media is plagued by lots of those same issues. On social media, there's a very toxic culture sometimes. There's a lot of stressful news and politics and worry and anxiety that happens on social media. And so we wanted a space to share these fun food experiences and adventures without the stress and toxicity and environment of perfection that mainstream social media requires and demands.
I love that. And you know what? You are so right about that. I mean, our family, we've got four children and four grandchildren now, and we, the food is what brings us all together. And the time that we had through this whole pandemic has been kind of amazing. It's really just a time to really stop and be grateful. And of course, walking into November now, of all the things that we have grateful for, you know what? Food is really one of them. It is a family experience that we can all share together. So I love that. Spencer, talk to us about what you do.
Yeah, so the way the app works is it connects to your camera roll and it looks through the photos you've already taken of food, either in your kitchen or at restaurants. It plots those on a map and it suggests that you should share those with friends and family. And then going forward, when you cook in the kitchen or at restaurants, people that you've connected will see it. So in your case, for example, you've got several grown kids and even grandkids, they'll be able to follow your food adventures on Recon Food, and you'll do the same. And it'll keep you connected as a family, whether you're in the same city or living apart. It also lets you discover new restaurants, track recipes, and a lot of other food-specific features. We think that food is the most social activity, and so it deserves its own social network, one that is just focused on food, doesn't have politics, doesn't have all the other issues and baggage that regular social media has. So that's why Sophie and I created Recon Food, and that's why people are really enjoying it so far.
Well, I cannot wait to share it because I am a foodie, and my husband even just started making sourdough bread. And of course, then I make sourdough banana bread, and then all my daughters and my son-in-laws, they're all chefs. So we love it.
Amazing.
And we're always taking pictures of our food. So this is something I'm really excited about. Let me ask you, what is your most famous meal that you guys can just, you know, that you love?
I love making shake and bake chicken and chocolate chip cookies. Those are kind of my go-to. Sophia?
I think my favorite dish we've made together would be Colombian buñuelos. We make them during Christmas. I'm half Colombian. My mom is Colombian. And so we've made this recipe together as a family for the last few years now. They're basically like a doughy, like fried bread, cheese, fritters type of thing.
Yum.
They're very good.
Okay.
You can find them on Sophia's Recon.
Okay. I love it. So tell my listeners how to get in touch. And I'm going to share this like crazy because I love what you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Thank
so
you.
If you have an iPhone, go to the App Store and search for Recon Food. That's R-E-C-O-N Food. Or you can learn more at getrecon.app. on the internet. And if you don't have an iPhone and you have another type of phone, you can follow Recon Food on other social platforms. But for now, we're available on the iPhone platform.
Oh, I got an iPhone. My whole family does. So we're good. We're golden there. So I love it. I love what you guys are doing.
Can't wait to see what you've been cooking. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to post. And I love even when I go to a restaurant, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is art. Okay, I can't wait to share it with people. So yeah. Very
awesome.
Good. Thank you so much. Please share our show, The Brighter Side of Life, and of course, download our podcast.
Certainly
and
will.
Again, we will be sharing this. And thank you for what you guys are doing, bringing families together, and that's what it's all about.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow. at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Carolyn Osborne of Chiron Energy Medicine unlocks your health, confidence, and performance with the Chiron Energy Experience. Carolyn's work as an energy intuitive supports people and animals to align their core essence using her 3P, proactive, prevention, and practice techniques. By clearing your mind and body of whatever doesn't serve you, Carolyn opens and strengthens the connection to your highest well-being. She helps you and your animals learn how to be healthy and happy. For a complimentary 20-minute introductory consultation, visit ChironEnergyMedicine.com. That's ChironEnergyMedicine.com.
Glass Arts Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise, helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com. Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings to play a bigger game in business and in life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduce you to the parts of yourself that you haven't met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule your complimentary Play a Bigger Game session today at BarbaraDoust.com. That's Barbara, DAOUST.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
I hope that you have had an incredible Thanksgiving. You have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Joining me is internal medicine expert Dr. Clinton Coleman, and we're going to be talking about heartburn. I mean, who doesn't have heartburn? It's funny, I remember when my parents were older and I was younger, and they would say that. I'm like, what is that? And then all of a sudden you start having it and knowing, like, I can't eat that. So welcome, and, you know, let's talk a little bit about some of the American foods and really the spicy foods that we have to give up. And not only that, what are their triggers? So, again, welcome, Dr. Coleman.
Thanks for having me. So I'm happy to talk about heartburn, but actually, let me preface this to say that heartburn actually has nothing to do with the heart. It's that uncomfortable burning sensation that we know about. We feel in the chest and the throat with that sour taste, those associated symptoms. The reason why we feel heartburn actually is because the way food is digested in the stomach, when you eat, you chew food, you swallow it, it goes in your esophagus. At the lower part of the esophagus is the lower esophageal sphincter, which is a muscle that acts like a gate that allows food in and keeps that stomach acid out. So stomach acid is important for digestion. But when that stomach acid refluxes back up, you get that bad sensation that we talked about that we characterize as heartburn. Some of the triggers for heartburn are foods that are high in acid, like citrus fruits, spicy foods, chocolate, coffee, alcohol, carbonated beverages. The holidays are coming up. Some of the comfort foods that we eat, which are tend to be fatty or fried or processed foods, can trigger heartburn. Some of the other things that are not food-related, such as bad eating habits, whether we're overeating or eating late, can cause heartburn or trigger heartburn. Stress is an important factor when treating heartburn, as it causes your digestive process to slow down. And suffice to say, we've all been stressed for the past 2 years.
No, not at all. Really. So what can we do about this, Dr. Coleman? What are some great solutions for our listeners? I know that obviously you need to eat right and, you know, maybe not overeat and maybe
you know, the obvious is like the spicy stuff, but what can we do to find out, you know, how to kind of help this?
Well, you mentioned two important things like exercising, losing weight, moving. Also, treating stress is really important. I just want to mention the survey that NXIVM 24 Hour did, which showed that 64% of those responding suffered stress-induced heartburn, meaning that they were so stressed about getting back to normal life that it was heartburn-inducing. So, you know, treating stress is really important with meditation, relaxation techniques, avoiding your trigger foods. So it's not only spicy foods, but some of the other foods that I mentioned, like you know, carbonated beverages, citrus. Sometimes we don't know which foods cause our heartburn. So it's a good idea to keep a food diary if you have frequent heartburn.
Okay.
All that being equal, sometimes no matter what you do as far as changing your lifestyle, you still suffer from frequent heartburn. There's a great medication, NXIVM 24 Hour, which proactively prevents heartburn by blocking the acid production in the stomach. So, you know, with the holidays coming up, with all the stress, we really can't control all those other factors, but we can proactively take something like NXIVM 24 Hour to help relieve our symptoms of stress so we can get back to enjoying the things that we love doing.
And is that something we buy over the counter, or we have to be, it's a prescription?
No, it's over the counter, so you can go to your local pharmacy or drugstore. You take it once a day for a regimen of 14 days, and it provides, you know, great relief so you can get back to doing the things that we need to do.
There you go. Well, again, Dr. Clinton Coleman, thank you so much for sharing this with us. You know, we're going to start going to parties and start eating and all that stuff, so this is a great reminder that heartburn can actually be avoided and has some possible alternative actions here. And if you go to NXIVM24hour.com. Thank you again for sharing that here on the Kim Pagano Show. Happy holidays.
Thanks for having me. Happy holidays.
I hope that you have had an incredible Thanksgiving. You have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life.
You know, we're going to talk about something. Of course, the holidays are right here around the corner. And we want to make sure when we get those phishing emails, what to click on and what not to, right? I mean, we want to safely be able to shop this holiday season. So I'm glad you're here to share a little bit more about being safe.
Absolutely. We want to shop online and feel everybody empowered to live their digital lives to the fullest.
There you go. Exactly. So tell us a little bit about yourself and, of course, what is a beginner's guide to online safety?
So, yeah, I'm Darren Cho. I'm the CTO at Norton. And I think one of the beginner's guide to safety is first being aware of how to recognize if someone might have hacked our online information. And one of the things to think about this holiday season is all of our increased online shopping during the holidays and all of our time online is a window of opportunity for cyber criminals. So a few things you can look for that can tip you off to a potential hack include your device or browsing experience suddenly slows down, or you're seeing a number of pop-up ads or changes to your environment that you didn't make. You might even be alerted that your passwords or financial information were recently involved in a data breach. Or you might hear from friends or family that tell you that they've received unusual emails or social media invitations from you that you didn't send. All of those are going to be red flags that make you aware that something might be a problem.
So let me ask you, what do we do after, if we are? How does that work? Walk us through that.
So there's a number of steps you can take. And I think the best thing you can do is get into a few healthy habits. One, regularly update all the devices you use. And remember, this isn't just your devices like your desktops and your phones, but also includes your printers, your routers, all those smart devices in our increasingly connected homes. And consider running cyber safety software. Importantly, you want to choose strong passwords, change them often, and you might want to consider using a password manager with multi-factor authentication. And lastly, this is something that everybody can do, is during the holiday hustle and bustle, take a step back and consider before clicking, to your point about avoiding being phished or even scammed this holiday season.
Wow, what a great idea. I actually use Norton. And, you know, it is a hassle to change your password, so you can use one of those programs, which I do, that
and then it kind of tells you, like, this has been hacked or this has been, used on many things. You need to change it. So it's hard to keep remembering all those passwords. So those are really great things. You know what you taught me? I had no idea about the printers. How does that work?
Any device. Yeah.
Any device. Wow. All right. Well, this is always a great reminder. And, of course, we want people to be able to shop from the comfort of their home. And, of course, NortonLifeLock helps them do that. How do our listeners find out more about that, Darren?
So I think one of the best places to get educated and feel more empowered is go to our website at norton.com, where you can hear from our experts about getting all your questions answered.
There you go. I love it. And give us one last thing. What's a phishing thing that it's a definite, we know that we shouldn't definitely click on that.
So I think, one of the things that's going to be taken advantage of this year is you're hearing about all these supply chain issues, and that makes it easier for phishers to mimic reputable shippers or big retailers with a lure about a wayward package that needs redelivery, or maybe an issue with your order. And so whether you get that via text or email or even a phone call, don't respond to it. Go directly to the source and work with their customer care. That can help you avoid being phished. That combined with just taking that pause and considering before clicking should keep you safe this holiday season.
I love it. Darren Chow, thank you so much for showing up and sharing your interest and sharing having us in the interest too. So again, happy holidays. And for our listeners, happy online shopping. We want you to be safe. So thank you again.
Happy holidays. Thanks, everybody.
I hope that you have had an incredible Thanksgiving. You have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, making people aware of National Diabetics, Month.
Yes.
And talk to us about some of the staggering, this is really crazy. I feel like we're trying to eat better, but I guess there's so much we can still learn, correct?
Yeah, it's so true. And it's not easy. You can play the blame game kind of all you want, but when, following just a traditional Western diet, we haven't made it easy on ourselves we call it metabolic health. And so, yeah, if you want to look at some stats, you can look at the number of U.S. adults living with diabetes is 35 million, and actually another 90 million are living with prediabetes, which essentially means you're kind of on that path unless there's a step change. So add those together, you're close to half of U.S. adults are living with diabetes or prediabetes, and that's before getting into weight and obesity, which are, even more staggering stats. So, yeah, we have some problems, and the food system isn't solving it, medications, and the health system isn't solving it either, so we want to help do something about it.
I love that, and I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. Of course, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and, of course, we've got Monic? Founder, is that the name of your company? And
Monique
and Mark Washington. So let me ask you, okay, I kind of always go with that old saying, if it's meant to be, it's up to me. This is really what this is saying. So what is Monique and what is it used for? Let's start there.
Yeah, for sure. So it's Monique, and it is
Monique.
Like that is, yeah, exactly. But we are all about empowerment. Through food as medicine is like this approach, this belief that the power is within you with the right tools and solutions and support and guidance to regain control of your health, right? Don't sit and wait on kind of someone to solve it for your, your doctor or medication or what have you. Like it really is about empowerment, right? And so that's what we're trying to do is to help provide a solution but also support to give people better control. So our first product, is Munich shakes. The easiest way to describe it, it's really a delicious meal replacement shake. Unlike any other shake out there, right? It's actually a lot of science behind it, and you get into gut health and prebiotic fibers. But at the end of the day, the important thing to know is like it fundamentally curbs your cravings, like literally for 4 hours. So it's a very effective meal replacement, and that's really helpful.
4 hours? That's huge.
Yeah,
that's really huge.
Yeah, no,
okay.
Our customers are like, I don't know what's going on. Like, I'm literally not hungry. I'm not craving fries and pizza like I used to. This thing is keeping me full.
Mark, how did you come up with Munich?
Yeah, so I've spent my entire career in health and wellness as an executive, mm-hmm. helping run some really large, successful companies. So Beachbody is a wonderful company. Businesses are doing a lot of good in the world. I was inspired, and it really was out of personal tragedy, to mm-hmm. make a bigger impact and to set out and to create Munich, as a new company. My inspiration really goes back to my sister, Monica, who mm-hmm. lived life fully, unique mm-hmm. personality, full of, she did live with multiple chronic conditions. She struggled with, her weight. She lived with diabetes. I lost Monica a few years ago to a complication from diabetes and other chronic health conditions. Yeah, thank you. During a high-risk pregnancy. And, she mm-hmm. tried many things over the years to regain control, but nothing ever worked. Nothing stuck, whether it was a fad diet or medication or what have you. And it lit a fire in me. I was like, I have a lot of experience in this space, and I know that we can do something about it, but we have to do it differently. With True Food is Medicine,
right.
taking a really scientific
right.
approach to empower people. And I believe what better way to honor Monica's legacy than by empowering others with greater control.
I love it.
Health.
I love what you're doing.
Solutions
I love it.
That she would have loved, right? That are actually enjoyable, that, fundamentally work. And I was like, if not me, then who? And if not now, then when? So that's what we're doing. And that's actually the inspiration
for
Unique.
I like that. Mark.
Yeah, so it's Monica plus
let me ask you, you have probiotics also, correct?
Actually, it's the other side of it. So many people who are aware of gut health have heard of probiotics, which are like the healthy bugs that you're trying to add more of into your gut. Our shake is actually filled with prebiotic fiber. So think of prebiotic as the food for the healthy bacteria in your gut. So that's actually feeding your gut, especially the bacteria that are responsible for keeping you healthy, to give you a strong foundation for health, those slowly digested. So that's actually how they're so effective at keeping you full. And the specific prebiotic fibers that we include in Unique have actually been clinically shown to reduce your blood sugar levels. So not only can they help you lose weight, they actually, if you're consistent and you're getting them into your diet on a daily basis over time, they actually can help improve your blood sugar levels, like your A1C, which is important for all of us, but someone who's living with diabetes can literally be life-changing. So that's kind of the secret sauce behind Unique. It's the first ingredient on our shakes is our unique blend of these prebiotic fibers that really
I love that prebiotics. Very cool. Let me ask you a question. So this is obviously people with that are diabetic should take this, but this is really for everyone, isn't it?
It absolutely is. Like when you think about fiber in general, and prebiotic fiber is a special type of fiber, but most don't know. It's well known out there, the research, but most consumers don't know. Only 5% of U.S. adults get the recommended amount of fiber in your diet, right? So basically none of us, right? So whether you have healthy blood sugar and healthy weight, or whether you're dealing with struggling with weight and struggling with diabetes, you need to get more fiber, especially prebiotic fiber, into your gut to just either regain or retain great control of your health. Now, if you are someone who's living with obesity and living with diabetes, it's that much more important, because this can really reorient your gut, and the specific ones that we put in, these prebiotic fibers, can fundamentally improve your body's natural ability to manage your blood sugar. So it truly can be life-changing for someone living with diabetes, but you don't have to be. Like, I have a shake every day. Diabetes runs in my family. Thank goodness that, I have a healthy, normal blood sugar, and I want to keep it that way. So I obviously have my shake every day. So, yes.
There you go. All right. Where do we find these, Mark? How can my listeners get these so they can start having their shakes?
Absolutely. So go to our website. It's MuniqueLife.com. That's M-U-N-I-Q-L-I-F-E.com. So when you go to MuniqueLife.com, we have lots of information, obviously about our shakes and, you know, the delicious five different flavors that we have, but lots of great content and advice about how to chart your path in a healthier way. You can see the science behind it. And you'll see that we also have 100% money-back guarantee. Like, I am so certain and confident in the science behind what it is that we're doing that I know if you commit to drinking a delicious shake a day, you give it about 3 months, you will see dramatic improvements in your health, or you get your money back, right? And so we're
very
confident in that. So come check us out. And actually, for your listeners, we're actually offering, you know, an exclusive discount as well.
Okay.
So I really want to make this accessible to as many people as possible. So
well, I would definitely
off.
Like to try it. So
So take advantage of this, right? So we're offering 20% off. Just when you go to MuniqueLife.com, just enter promo code RADIO20, and you'll get 20% off
go.
To get your Munique Life journey started. Well, hope you give it a try.
You got it, Mark. Love your enthusiasm. Love your journey. And thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Happy holidays. Bye-bye.
Same.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, we've got Andrea Warwick. And you are a personal finance expert. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Chase store. So welcome and thank you for being here.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, and of course the holiday seasons are here, and even a better time to budget and be conscious, correct, as we're holiday spending. And of course, you know, Black Friday is even around the corner, right? So we should be really looking at our best deals. So,
yes, I am a money-saving expert, and I really am focused on helping families find simple ways to save more without radically changing their lifestyle. And as a mom of two, I know how easy life can kind of just get busy and you overlook your budget and spending kind of grows out of control. There's just so much out there, so many expenses to take on as a family. And especially during the holidays, with all the sales that are out there, with all the deals, with all the things we have going on, it's really easy to overspend. But it's also easy to stay on top of your spending with a little bit of planning. And so one of the first things that I urge people to do is to sit down and come up with a realistic holiday budget. And what I mean by realistic is looking at every expense you take on this time of year. It's not just the gifts and it's not just travel. There are other things people spend money on and you probably spend money on. It could be greeting cards, family photos, postage. Do you go to a coffee shop and get that, you know, seasonal coffee every day or a couple times a week? All of these things, they might be small, but they add up and can bust your budget if you don't plan for them. So it's definitely important to plan for those purchases and then make sure you're tracking your spending. You know, that's
Andrea,
the only-
you know what? That's a really great point because you are just really concentrating on what you're going to spend on each person, but you don't look at the whole month in, you know, in general. Now, you have two kids. I have four kids and I have four grandchildren now. And so, you know what? We used to like go and kind of buy them all little things. And now we're like, okay, no, we're just going to like chunk out of money for each one of them. And then I know what my budget is. So I love what you're where you're going because we don't think about all the parties go to and then like the hostess guests and just other things that kind of add up. And then all of a sudden we're in trouble, correct?
Yes, exactly. And you know, I mean, kids are in school and then all of a sudden they have fundraisers and there's so many other things. So yeah, it is important. And of course, once you list that all out, then you can realize, all right, I need to make some tweaks here. Maybe I'm not going to the coffee shop because at the end of the day, that doesn't matter as much to me as it does going to some kind of a holiday show, lighting celebration or something that you might have to buy tickets for. So you see what I'm saying? You have to kind of choose what's more important. And then also just make sure that you're actually tracking your budget because it's one thing to set a budget, but if you're not paying attention to where your money is going and what you're buying over the next few weeks, you're going to bust your budget. And the best way to do that is to use a mobile banking app, because you could check in on your spending at any time to see if you're on track or if you're going overboard and you need to scale back. And a great example is the Chase mobile app. It helps you track your spending. You can pay your bills. You can send money to friends and family with Zelle. You can even check your credit score for free before making a major purchase with Credit Journey. And you actually don't even need a Chase account, so it's available to anyone. And then of course, in the app, you can also take advantage of special offers to save money at the stores you're planning to shop at or the merchants you love. So it's a great resource for really managing all your holiday money this season.
I love it. How do you keep track of your money? I actually bank at Chase and I have their app, but how do you, just meaning like in your you know, credit card or like your banking, or is there another tool on there that I'm not aware of?
Yeah, the Chase mobile app, you download it to your phone and then you can check in. You can, your accounts will be linked and you'll be able to check in on your spending there. So it's a really great resource. So you definitely want to check that out.
Okay, perfect. And how do my listeners find out more about this?
Okay, well, you can go to chase.com/mobile, and that's where you can learn about the Chase mobile app and all the features that can help you manage your money. They also have something that's really cool called My Chase Plan, which is an alternative payment plan option where you can pay off purchases over time in fixed equal monthly payments. And there's no interest, no credit check, just a fixed monthly fee. So for a lot of people, that's going to help them manage their budget and give more breathing room in their spending.
I agree. Andrea, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side. Happy holidays, and thanks for giving us some great tips.
Thank you so much for having me on. Happy holidays to you.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Carolyn Osborne of Chiron Energy Medicine unlocks your health, confidence, and performance with the Chiron Energy Experience. Carolyn's work as an energy intuitive supports people and animals to align their core essence using her 3P, proactive, prevention, and practice techniques. By clearing your mind and body of whatever doesn't serve you, Carolyn opens and strengthens the connection to your highest well-being. She helps you and your animals learn how to be healthy and happy. For a complimentary 20-minute introductory consultation, visit ChironEnergyMedicine.com. That's C-H-I-R-O-N EnergyMedicine.com.
Glass Arts Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise, helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com. Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings to play a bigger game in business and in life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduce you to the parts of yourself that you haven't met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule your complimentary Play a Bigger Game session today at BarbaraDoust.com. That's Barbara, D-A-O-U-S-T.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Good morning, Vina. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, I love talking about getting people's gifts. And, of course, somebody that has everything. I love it. I'm excited to share with you. And, of course, let me introduce you, Vina Crownholm. And, of course, lifestyle expert, mom, and Amazon Explore experience creator. Let me ask you, how many kids do you have, first of all?
I have two boys. I have an 11-year-old and a 1-year-old. So we really span the ages there.
There you go. I've got two and two, two boys, two girls. And, you know, every year, and I've got four grandchildren. This year, I'm getting everybody experiences. And I know that's what we're going to be talking about.
We sure are. And I you know, I'm the same as you. I love gifting experiences as well.
Yeah, but I think we all have so much. And, you know, I'm trying to simplify my life. So I'm excited to hear some of the interactive experiences that you can offer our listeners today.
Absolutely. So we have so many loved ones who have everything or experience seekers. So gifting Amazon Explore can give them live virtual experiences from the comfort of their very own home. Through virtual excursion experiences, your loved ones will have memories they'll never forget, from sightseeing to cooking their favorite international cuisine or shopping unique items from around the globe. Giving the gift of experiences is perfect for family and friends this holiday season.
I love it. And of course, this is all available on Amazon, correct?
It sure is. And you can gift an Amazon gift card. You can redeem it at amazon.com/exploregift. And from November 25th through the 29th, experience seekers can save up to 50% off. U.S. customers have access to a wide range of live streamed interactive experiences from across the globe from the comfort of their very own home. You can shop unique items, learn how holidays are celebrated around the world, and gift experiences to family and friends.
I love it. I love it. And also, I mean, even just making a craft, a family craft together or something like that, right?
Yes. I mean, I love making a family craft together. And that's what's so fun about Amazon Explore. There's so many different types of experiences to choose from. There's actually over 450 handpicked experiences, and they're great for people of all ages. You can do everything from visiting a family craft store in Florence, Italy, to seeing the most scenic spots in Madrid, Spain, to taking a Peruvian cocktail making class. So there is something for everyone.
I love it. And of course, how can my listeners find out more about this?
Well, you can find out more at amazon.com/exploreholiday.
Okay, perfect. What's one of your favorites? If you've already done your shopping, is there something that, yeah, please share.
My very, very favorite, I did with my 11-year-old son. We virtually jetted off to Tuscany, Italy, and took a pasta making class with the Toscana sisters. It was messy, it was delicious, and it was just so much fun. And I have to tell you, that is our very favorite Amazon Explore experience we've ever had.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Happy holidays, and thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you, too. Bye-bye. Thank you, everyone, and I hope a happy Thanksgiving weekend. And at this time of year, we are reminded of how much we have to be thankful. Enjoy your weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.
There ain't no gold in this river that I've been washing my hands in forever. I know that. I can't bring myself to swim when